This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. One thing you could always count on when Jesus communicated, what he said was always consistent with what is said in the Bible. If he didn't directly quote a scripture, he articulated what it revealed and meant. He lived out what is said in Psalm 119:105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." He would often explain what he was doing and saying by pointing out, "This is done or said that it might be fulfilled which was said in the Bible." What he was referring to was the many prophetic statements in the Old Testament that predicted details about his life. The written word of God so saturated his mind and heart that it was natural for what he said and did to reflect what the Bible taught. It's not as though he had a checklist of details and daily tried checking off the details to be fulfilled. He knew the scriptures, maintained such a close relationship with his Father, and was guided by the Holy Spirit that his actions and words spontaneously fulfilled what had been predicted. As pointed out in an earlier study, even at the age of 12, when he remained in Jerusalem and spent time interacting with the teachers in the temple courts, everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers, Luke 2:47. And when he taught, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount, it says those who heard him were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law, Matthew 7:28 through 29. He truly is the living Word, and you would be wise to follow him.